Welcome to the Catch Up with Carbon County podcast.
Hi, my name is Courtney Cox, and I work in human resources here at Carbon County, and I am also one of the PIOs for Carbon County, and I am sitting here with Tony Martinez. Commissioner, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in and chatting with me today. What are we talking about today?
So I appreciate the time, and I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the first 4 years of being a commissioner. It's kind of learning and trying to understand everything that's going on in the community. And obviously the first term we had to deal with some taxes, and got a little bit of information I wanted to share on that, and then maybe talk a little bit about kind of what we have planned for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I love it. Let's get into it.
Yeah. So, as people know, we did have a tax increase, and we saw that, again, the mineral lease money was disappearing. We needed to find a different source of revenue because we have, buildings like this, the ambulance garage, the sheriff's department, road department, a lot of things that we had to pay for. So with a lack of income, we had to do a tax increase.
So can I pause you for just a second? So can we touch a little bit on the mineral lease money? Where was it coming from, and why do we no longer have it?
Sure. So the mineral lease money was coming from the coal extraction, from the natural gas extraction that was going on within Carbon County. Obviously, we've known, several years ago, there was about 20 coal mines in this community, counting Carbon, Emery, Sevier counties. Now we're down to 4. So the landscape has changed. The carbon plant closed in 2015. The gas production has dropped off tremendously from when it started 20 plus years ago. So with that lack of extraction going on within the community, those dollars have decreased.
Okay.
So now we've had to figure out a different way to kind of, cover the bills that we're handed when we came into office in 2018, 2019.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So the interesting fact about it is, though, that this is not just a unique problem to Carbon County. This is statewide. And there's some evidence from the Kemp C. Gardner Policy Institute. Natalie Gochner, in particular, she's an advisor to the governor, an economic development advisor to the governor. It's interesting to find out that back in 1955, about 66 years ago, that the residents paid about 26%, and this is throughout the whole state, not just Carbon County, paid 26% of the tax. Last year, it was up to 54%.
That's a really large increase.
It is. And it's not, again, it's not just us. It's a statewide.
Right.
And most of the tax people don't realize it doesn't go to just fund the county operations. 60% of nearly all taxes collect goes to education.
I know that there's, I think, 9 different taxing entities that all take a little piece of the taxes that I pay each year.
Yeah, they do. And it gets a little convoluted. It gets tricky. There's so many different things that, people get their notice and they come and pay their taxes at the county. So I think in their mind, they believe that all the county or the county collects all the taxes. However, they don't realize that those dollars are then dispersed to the school district, to Pry-wide, to other taxable entities within the county. And
right.
Carbon County only retains about 33%, 34% of the collected tax.
So we're the middleman for a lot of taxing entities.
Correct.
But yeah, it would make a lot of sense to assume that because the check actually gets made out to Carbon County, that Carbon County is who ultimately profits off 100% of it.
Correct.
But that's not the case.
No, it's not. And so Speaker Wilson has indicated that this will be a topic that they are going to try to address and look at during this next legislative session. So it'll be interesting to see what they come up with, see what kind of solutions they can come up with that hopefully, will take a little bit of burden off of the residents of Utah.
That would be a relief for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully we'll see how that pans out. And then as we get into our new term, one of the things that we were tasked with and trying to do in the first term was to bring new industry and new businesses to Carbon County.
Mm-hmm.
We've identified that Ridge Road is probably the best place that incorporates all of the assets of Carbon County. We have transportation with the road, with the rail. We have the open space. We have some land that we can expand to. So we've identified Ridge Road as the place to develop in Carbon County. We've talked with the Inland Port folks. We currently have 4 companies that are looking to move into Carbon County. The other aspect of Ridge Road is it's in what's called the Opportunity Zone. So there's businesses that can invest in an Opportunity Zone and avoid capital gains, which is very attractive to some of these larger companies.
So how will that benefit the people of Carbon County? Will we see a benefit both in the taxes that we pay as residents? And what about jobs? Is it bringing jobs to our area?
Yeah, those are good questions. So yes, to answer your questions, yes to both. So the tax one of the companies that we're talking to, they're a huge company. And they would take up, they would actually be a larger than a coal mine and a power plant put together as far as the tax revenue. So that would have an effect. They're looking to bring in possibly 100 folks to start and possibly build out to 200. And these are good paying wages, substantially above the median wage of Carbon County right now, which is roughly around $40,000. These jobs would start out nearly double that.
Well, that's incredible. That's really promising for our economy around here.
Yeah.
Exciting for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's two more companies that are looking to move in a little bit smaller scale, but as well as probably about in the ballpark of 200 to 300 jobs between those two. So it's really exciting right now what potentially is coming to Carbon County. We're going to the legislature to ask for a couple of dollars to help build the infrastructure out. We need water, we need sewer, we need electricity, we need gas out there. One of the companies we're talking to would be a high consumer of gas. So it would be advantageous to bring more gas, larger gas lines out there to Ridge Road.
Like high pressure line?
High pressure gas lines. Mm-hmm. So these are all great things that once they're established will help Carbon County continue to grow. Right now, there's a power shortage through Carbon County. We've got about 5 megawatts of available extra power within the county. You bring in one company like a Komatsu, Intermountain Electronics, Tram Electric. Those companies would assume a lot of that power. So once that power is gone, with that new business moving into the area, then, you know, we're kind of stuck. What we're looking to do is bring in a lot more infrastructure than what's needed here, and that way we'd be able to expand for years to come.
That would be great. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. So it's pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to these opportunities. There's a lot of challenges and hurdles that we have to come through and get over, but it's looking very, very promising.
Well, that's great. I'm excited about the idea of new jobs and more infrastructure coming in, because that will have a trickle effect on the housing market, on local businesses, on so many things just beyond bringing in a new company and more people.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when you talk to folks, they're like, hey, we need a Target here, right? And we need this
Costco.
Restaurant or Costco, right? And a lot of those companies won't come in just because a commissioner or a mayor asks them to. They have to go and do their financial investigations. They have to find out how many people are within the area, how many consumers and all that kind of stuff. So we need to get a lot more people here to get a Costco, to get a Target or some of these nicer restaurants. So we're working on that. It's going to take some time, and it's just really fun to see the growth and potential that's coming to Carbon County. It's better than it was a few years ago, where things were closing and houses were for sale. You know, when we got in office, there were about roughly 265, 270 homes on the market. We got down to last year 7.
I remember that.
So now we have housing developments going on. There's 11 subdivisions being talked about. It's just a complete change to what it was, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
So what do you foresee in 2023? What can residents of Carbon County look forward to this year?
Well, I'm optimistic, and hopefully people can see that, but it's going to take time. It's not an overnight process. You know, as the mines dwindled down, as Carbon Power Plant was closed, those things took time. Just like rebuilding, we're not going to do it overnight, but there's a lot of good things in the works. So we're going to have a new AOG office out on the fairgrounds coming in.
Oh, so that's what's being built out there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they're moving from South Price off of Carbon Avenue. And, they are over 4 counties, Carbon, Emery, Grand, and San Juan.
Okay.
There was an opportunity for them to move, and Emery County and San Juan both had made some good offers to get them to move. So the county thought it would be best to keep them local, the food bank and all the services that
Absolutely.
They provide. So we had some land. We've worked out a deal with the AOG, and they obviously have broken ground. If you haven't seen that, anytime you're out at the fairgrounds, right behind the fairground sign, you can see where their new office is going to be. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's more of that coming. To the west of the AOG office, we have two subdivisions going in, houses for sale. The UDOT is going to be widening the road on Fairgrounds Road. There's just a lot of development coming to the west side of Price now behind the hospital. So I'm just excited. There's good things happening in our area, and just glad to be a part of it.
Well, we really appreciate you and everything that you've done for our community.
Yeah, truly. Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming in and chatting today.
You bet. Thank you.